Welcome to the Total Wealth Academy radio show, where wealth includes much more than just money. It includes family, fitness, romance, and all the other parts of a balanced life. Listen and learn how 70% of the millionaires in America made their money using real estate. Now your host, real estate investor and consultant, Steve Davis.
Hello and welcome to the Total Wealth Academy radio show. I am your host, Steve Davis, where as always, we're here together working hard to improve our financial IQ. Total Wealth Academy is a education and coaching program. What we do is we teach people how to build wealth, peace of mind, all while helping and serving others with real estate. We invest in everything from single family houses to senior living projects, apartment complexes, self-storage complexes, and more. If it's an income-producing asset, we're buying it. And I want to talk today about, we're going to hit eight big financial mistakes that really 95% of Americans are making. Why do I estimate it at that? Because of the statistics that show that by age 65, 95% of Americans are unable to retire. Unable. Only 5% are retiring successfully. And we've studied the 5%, so we know what they're doing. That's what we talk about on the radio show all the time. But I figured I'd get negative and tell you what the other 95% are doing and why they're not able to retire. One of the big points, and I've got a solution because I want to invite you to our expo on April 1st. But one of the big problems for the 95%, they literally lose money every time the market crashes. Every time. And it happens about every 6 years. The markets have crashed 18 times in the last 100 years, 18 times. And the remarkable thing is people go, oh, I'm surprised the market crashed. All right, talk about a low financial IQ. You didn't know it was going to crash? It crashes every 6 years. Wake up. But the wonderful thing is it recovers every 6 years. Just hope and pray if you're going to keep your money in high, you know, volatile things like the stock market, mutual funds, gold, silver, and crypto. If you're going to stay a speculator and you're never going to become a income producing asset investor, if you decide, no, I'm going to stick to this, then just get used to it and stop complaining. But you better pray to your God, please don't let it crash the year I want to retire. See, that's gambling. You're gambling that it won't crash when you retire. People, it's going to crash two or three times while you're in retirement. Women live 18.5 years. Divided by six, that's three. They're going to see three crashes if they're uneducated enough to keep their money in stocks past age really 50 or whatever. So how would you like to find out how to make money in both the up and down markets? We do. If you go back to 2008, 9, 10, 11, everything crashed. Stock market, real estate, everything crashed. Let's say, and I don't remember the exact number, but it's pretty close to this. Let's say that I was making about $80,000 a month off of my real estate. The market crashed. My real estate dropped in value 30 or 40%. Guess what my cash flow was? $80,000 a month. Rents didn't drop. The cash flow was still there. I didn't care that my rental properties dropped in value. I don't care if they drop in value next year or the year after, because I know it's going to happen. You know, complaining about something that you know is going to happen isn't very smart. It really shows a sign. It's proof you have a low financial IQ. Well, if you'd like to figure out how we're doing this, we have an event coming up April 1st that's open to everybody. It's a free event. We're going to have kolaches for breakfast provided. You're going to do 3 hours of seminar. Then afterwards, we're going to provide lunch and entertainment. It's going to be a blast. You won't even know you're learning. It's going to be so much fun. So what we're going to do is we are going to have three sponsors speaking. Sponsors are syndicators or leaders of the deals. Say somebody buys a 500 unit apartment complex. The person in charge of that is called a sponsor or syndicator. The people who put up the money are the passive investors. They do nothing. They just put up 50 or 100 grand or 500 grand, whatever they want, in the deal. They do nothing. They just get their checks every quarter. The sponsor does all the work. Well, you're going to get an opportunity to meet three sponsors. The first sponsors are Craig and Linda McKinley. Now, these are one of our top producing sponsors. Their current deal has over a 26% internal rate of return. 26%. They're going to teach you in about 30, 45 minutes how to maximize your growth potential as a passive investor. Then we've got Bhavan and Pratima Sharma. They have mastered the A-class apartment business. They've figured out how to increase cash flow, which increases the NOI, which increases the value of the property, making more profit for their passive investors. Then we've got Sam Morris. He's the third speaker. He will be talking about building wealth with self-storage and how he's getting his investors around a 20% internal rate of return, 20% rate of return. Followed by, and this guy is so much fun, if you've ever seen Tony Robbins, this is one of Tony Robbins' number two guys. And I say it that way because he has a lot of number two guys to, you know, cover the whole country. But this guy is almost a Tony Robbins. He will tell you he's not Tony Robbins, but I enjoy listening to him as much as I do Tony Robbins. Dragon is his name, and Dragon will take about 20 minutes and share with you some concepts about how to get yourself to take action. He'll show you how to analyze yourself and figure out why you're not taking action on your goals, and then offer you some tools and solutions to get yourself to take action. Once the speakers are complete, like I said, that'll be about 2.5, maybe 3 hours. We're going to break, go downstairs, go outside. We're going to have fish and chips, shepherd's pie. We've even got a vegetarian option. If you would like to learn how to make money in both the up and down markets as a passive investor, go to TotalWealthAcademy.com/expo and reserve a seat now, or two seats or three seats, whatever. TotalWealthAcademy.com/expo. Thanks for listening.
If you have money in an IRA, 401k, or other retirement account, you can use it to invest passively in real estate without tax or penalty. Our average rate of return is 3 times that of the stock market and mutual funds, with much less volatility. If you have over $70,000, you can start passive investing today. Please attend our free sample class to learn more. Go to TotalWealthAcademy.com. That's TotalWealthAcademy.com for reservations. Thank you.
Welcome back to the Total Wealth Academy Radio Show. I am your host, Steve Davis. A couple of you emailed me for that website. The website, if you want to come to this free event, April 1st, it's Saturday morning, April 1st, from really 8 a.m., we're going to serve kolaches, donuts, coffee, whatever you want to drink. And we'll start right at 9 with the educational portion. We'll be done and outside by 12:30 at the latest. And we've got bagpipers coming in. Again, it's a free event for members, their guests, and non-members. If you'd like to expose yourself to a way to make money in both the up and down markets so that you don't care what happens in the marketplace anymore, you're not hit by it, come to this event. Go to totalwealthacademy.com/expo. I cannot reserve you a seat, so please don't email me. Go to totalwealthacademy.com/expo, and you'll need to pick your meal while you're there. We're going to have fish and chips, shepherd's pie, or meat or vegetarian tacos. Just click what you want and register as many people as you want. TotalWealthAcademy.com/expo. Let's go into these big financial mistakes. And if I've got time, I'll give you a very strange ninth one. But it is important. I've shared it before. But the first big financial mistake that I'm seeing among the people that I'm consulting is having low expectations. Having low expectations. And what that refers to is a lot of people assume that they're going to retire with low income. When you do that, you are guaranteed to retire with low income. In life, you get exactly what you expect and nothing more. That's all you're going to get. Now, how can I prove this? How many of you think it's a good idea to pay off your home? It's a good idea, right? Because you're going to retire with low income, and not having a mortgage payment would be helpful. But did you hear what I said? You expect to retire with low income, so having your home paid off and no mortgage payment would be helpful. You have low expectations. And sadly, they're going to come true. Every part of your life, if you have low expectations, that's what's going to come true. And especially financially. Rittenhouse wrote a poem. Let me see if I can find it real quick. Doggone it, my misspelled poem. Here we go, I found it. She wrote this poem, I don't know, a couple hundred years ago. But it's, you got to understand that this is so true. She says, I bargained with life for a penny, and life would pay no more. However, I begged at evening when I counted my scanty store. For life is just an employer. He gives you what you ask. But once you have set the wages, why, you must bear the task. I worked for a menial's hire, only to learn dismayed that any wage I had asked of life, life would have paid. Raise your expectations. You're not supposed to retire with low income. The goal is to retire with high income. And once you have that goal, it changes your focus, it changes what you spend your time on, changes what your brain power gets spent on, and you'll achieve it. But again, if you've got low expectations, you think you're going to retire with low income, that's exactly what's going to happen to you. Number two, not believing in yourself. Always needing to be taken care of. You know, your people, and I'm talking to people with jobs, and that's their only source of income. Two and three are closely related. So I'm going to go ahead and read number three, and we'll discuss number two and three at the same time. Number three is staying in a dependent position all your life. Number two, not believing in yourself and staying in a dependent position all your life. See, there's three stages in life. There's the dependent stage. That's where you're born. You're dependent on your parents. You're dependent on other people to take care of you. When you reach your teens, you're dependent on an allowance every week. Well, most people never get out of that stage. And part of it is because they're lied to or misrepresented by their parents, teachers, and so on. They say things like, go out, get a job, become independent. Wrong. That's not independent. That's still dependent. Think about it. If you have to do chores around the house when you're 13, 14 to get a little allowance at the end of the week, a paycheck, you're in a dependent stage. If you go to college, graduate, and get a job, and you have to do chores every week so that you get an allowance paycheck at the end of the week, what stage are you? You're still in a dependent stage. You're like a little kid. Somebody else got to take care of me. Thank goodness the job's here. Thank goodness this corporation's here. You're still in a dependent stage. See, there's two other stages. Independent, which I know some of you were lied to, and you were told that once you got a job and you could pay your own bills with your job income, you're independent. Nope, that's still a dependent stage. Independent would be self-employment, where you start a business, you manage it, you work, but you work in it. That's self-employment. Say, let's just take roofer. You start a roofing business. You make lots of money. You do really well. You're at the independent stage, and that is fantastic. But there's a third stage, and not many people know about this. It's a thing called interdependence. Interdependence. See, in the independent stage, you're still dependent on you working. If you're a roofer and you have to work in the business to make money, that's an independent stage. Nothing wrong with it. But understand, you've got to eventually move to interdependent. Let's define owning a business and being self-employed. You only own a business if you can disappear for a year and make the same amount of money as if you were there. If you disappear for a month, 6 months, or a year, and your company makes less money than when you were there, that's self-employment, not a business. So many of you run around going, I'm a business owner, I'm a business. No, you're not. You're self-employed. And look at your tax return. You're taxed as self-employed. You are self-employed. No, owning a business is like when I had those 4,000 apartment units and I didn't know where they were. I didn't have a key to the front door. I didn't know the code to the gates. I didn't even know where most of them were. I'd never even seen them. Yet I got cash flow every month or every quarter. That's a business. And that is interdependent. It's where you do nothing and everything happens. Interdependent. So, of the three stages, most of you have not moved out of the dependent stage, and it's because of number two. You don't believe in yourself. I can't start my own business. Yes, you can. If you can run somebody else's business, you can't run your own? What are you thinking? Self-doubt, negative self-talk. Got to get over that. I know everybody thinks I'm crazy when I say this, but I have yet to meet a person who wasn't brilliant in one way or another. And I have met, I would say, somewhere around 60,000 individuals and couples over the last 33 years. Not one of them, would I say, wasn't brilliant in one way or another. You're brilliant. You may not have found what you're brilliant at yet, so you feel dumb. You're not. You can move from the dependent to independent stage, but just make sure that you keep your eyes on the end game, which is interdependent, which is what passive investors are. Fourth mistake that people make, thinking a job is there to build wealth, that all you need is a job. I don't think people understand that the joke, J-O-B, stands for just over broke, isn't a joke. It's a rule. There are exceptions, but it's a rule. And we'll talk about that when we come back from the break here on the Total Wealth Academy radio show. Thanks for listening.
The stock market was never designed to build wealth. It was designed to keep up with inflation. The average rate of return over the last 75 years is about 7%. You'll get that even with the ups and downs. If you want a higher rate of return and less volatility, consider real estate. We make about 3 times as much as the stock market. Please attend our free sample class to learn more. Go to TotalWealthAcademy.com. That is TotalWealthAcademy.com for reservations. Thank you.
Welcome back to the Total Wealth Academy radio show. I am your host, Steve Davis, where we're talking about 8 big financial mistakes that people make. Number one was having low expectations. Raise your doggone expectations. And this goes for everything in life, your fitness, your relationships, your kids, your money, your job. Raise your expectations. 2, not believing in yourself. 3, staying in a dependent position all your life, never moving to independent or interdependent. And 4 that we're working on now, which is thinking a job is there to build wealth. It's really not. It's really not. It's there to pay the bills. You've got to buy income-producing assets if you want to get wealthy and live well. And this goes back to the Monopoly analogy. We've all played Monopoly, I believe. If you played Monopoly and all you did was go around the board collecting your paycheck at Go, and you just circle the board, collect your paycheck, circle the board, collect your paycheck, would you ever win the game of Monopoly? No. You would lose every time. Well, it's the same in life. If all you do is just have a job and you just collect your paycheck, circle the board, collect your paycheck, you're going to fail. Now, this is a rule. Maybe if you make 500 grand a year and you save 200 grand a year, something like that, okay? But that's a pretty rare bird. I'm talking about the average person makes less than 200 grand a year. It's going to be very difficult to turn your job into wealth. And if you make less than 120 or so or 150 or so, it's just not going to work. See, your job is kind of like the ante if you're gambling. It just to play the game, you got to have a job. But you got to put some more in there if you want to thrive. If you want to really excel at life, you got to put some more in there. And that's buying income-producing assets. The fifth mistake that people make is misunderstanding the stock market. The stock market was never intended as a tool for everybody to build wealth with. It was designed to keep up with inflation, and it does a good job of that. If you look over the last 75 years, the average rate of return, even with the ups and downs, right around 7%. Some people say 6. I've heard as high as 7.5. So that's why I say 7. that's keeping up with inflation. You're not going to get rich. You're never going to retire. But it does keep up with inflation. Stocks, mutual funds, REITs, all that stuff is just to keep up with inflation. You're not going to get rich or retire off of that stuff. This applies to gold, silver, crypto. And remember, these are rules. Are there exceptions? Yeah. I just, after having met 60,000 couples and individuals, never met one that did it with stocks, mutual funds, gold, silver, or crypto. Never met one. So I got a skewed point of view, you could say, but I just haven't seen it. I hear about it, but I also hear about people winning in Vegas. Think about that for a moment. You hear about these people getting rich in gold, silver, crypto, the stock market. But when you're in Vegas and there's 20,000 people in the casino and one of them wins $1 million, what do? They advertise it to everybody. But they don't tell you that there were 19,999 other people in the casino that lost money. So I'm not impressed by people who claim or even have built wealth in the stock market, gold, silver, or crypto. They're the exception to the rule. There are millions out there and only one or two of them are succeeding. Sorry, those odds are not for me. And no, I don't gamble in Las Vegas. I'll play the slots a little bit for fun, but I feel stupid every time I do it. So misunderstanding the stock market is number five, and it's a big one because so many people get slaughtered every 6 years having their money in the stock market or mutual funds or whatever, and they just keep doing it decade after decade after decade. It's almost like they think this, that when the market crashes and it comes back, they think, oh, that's the last time it'll ever crash. We've figured it out. That's all I can guess why people keep their money in there. You know, it's just got to be that delusion that, yep, we figured it out. We're back. It's going to be an up market from here on out. Forever. Come on. You're misunderstanding the stock market. And that leads to number six, not educating yourself. High school and college does nothing to teach you the rules of money. Nothing. I actually quit school the day I asked my counselor, Lieutenant Purdy, where are the classes on getting rich? And he goes, there are none. I quit college that day. I was like, then what the heck am I doing here? I'm paying you all this money to learn how to get a job? Give me a break. You are responsible for your financial education. You. Nobody else, not the government, not your mom and dad. You. You've got to be reading. You've got to be studying. You've got to be attending workshops, boot camps. The material's out there, but it's not in our formal educational system. So not educating yourself is a huge mistake. It's also based off of arrogance. Arrogance. I don't need to read a book. I know everything. It just doesn't work. That's arrogance. Nothing works. Arrogance. Watch out for arrogance. It will paralyze you and destroy your life. The seventh huge mistake is using an IRA and a 401k. Now this one I'm going to get some emails on. But here we go. This goes back to number one. The IRA and 401k only save you taxes if you retire with low income. Most of you have the expectation that you're going to retire with low income. So you think having money in an IRA or 401k is a good idea. Let me clue you in on something. The goal is not to retire with low income. The goal is to retire with high income. So that if you do have your money in an IRA or 401k and you pull it out, guess what? You're in a high tax bracket. The IRA and 401k save you no taxes unless you retire broke. Then you're in a low tax bracket when you pull the money out. The IRA and 401k are epic fails for America. Now, can you use your IRA or 401k to be a passive investor at Total Wealth Academy? Yes, without tax or penalty. Once you get it into something like we're doing, where we're making 20-30% rate of return, then it can be useful. But stop putting money in there. If you've already, been dumb enough to put money in an IRA or 401k, stop it. Keep your money and get it invested effectively to build a second stream of income. So, I want to make this clear though, 401k match. Do I believe in the 401k match? Absolutely. That's 100% rate of return. If your company will match 6% of your pay, I would put 6% in the 401, but not a dime more. Get your 100% rate of return. Can't beat it. I mean, we beat it sometimes, but not consistently where you just put, if you make 100 grand a year, you put 6,000 in, they turn it to 12, 100% rate of return. Can't beat that with a stick. So I do like that, but stop putting more money in there as if you're going to retire with low income, and get out there and educate yourself so that you retire with high income. And then number 8, not building a second stream of income. Warren Buffett has been preaching this for 30-40 years. Never depend on a sole source of income, a job. Always invest to create a second stream of income. But nobody's doing it. Why aren't people listening to Warren Buffett? It's crazy. All right, we'll talk more after the break here on the Total Wealth Academy Radio Show. Thanks for listening.
An old joke. When is the best time to buy real estate? 20 years ago. When is the second best time? Today. And this is truer than ever with the impending recession and the correction that's going on right now. Real estate investors are going to make millions of dollars in the next few years because of the recession. You should take advantage of it as well. To find out how, please attend our free sample class to learn more. Go to TotalWealthAcademy.com. TotalWealthAcademy.com. Just click on the free sample class button. Thank you.
Welcome back to the Total Wealth Academy Radio Show. I am your host, Steve Davis, where we've been talking about 8 big financial mistakes that people make. And there's many, many, many of them. That's why you've got to constantly be reading, attending seminars, and learning this stuff. Because what you were taught in high school and college, just to be an employee, climb the corporate ladder, wait for people to die or get fired or downsized or retire so you can move up, that's not a good business model. It's not effective except for a few rare people. Some people get lucky. I've met some. They got lucky. They were in the right place, the right time. But very, very, very few. Very, very few. So the idea is, you want to take these 8 big financial mistakes, One, having low expectations. Two, not believing in yourself. Three, staying in a dependent position all your life. Four, thinking a job is there to build wealth. Five, misunderstanding the stock market. Six, not educating yourself. Seven, using an IRA or 401k to save taxes. And eight, the big one, not building a second stream of income. You want to take this list and kind of analyze your life and see how many of them you're doing. And if you're doing, you know, two or three of them, most people are doing all of them. As I look through here, this describes one person, the average American. And that's why 95% are unable to retire by age 65. It's crazy. And sad that this is not taught, you know, in high school or college. You know, back in 74, when they kind of did away with or gave the corporations a break, no longer having to provide pensions. And I think that's about the time they invented the 401k and IRA. And they said, look, the companies are no longer going to take care of you in retirement. You're going to have to take care of yourself in retirement. But they didn't add any classes to the educational system on how to build wealth, on how to retire. You got to get that information on your own. And, you know, bragging about us, but that's what we do. Our students do know how to retire. They do know how to build a second stream of income. They do know how to move into interdependence where they're passive investors. So you may want to check out our free sample class. Just go to TotalWealthAcademy.com and click on the free sample class, and we'll show you how we're teaching people how to build wealth, how to build peace of mind, all while helping and serving others with real estate. That's TotalWealthAcademy.com, and just click on the free sample class button. Got an email here from Glenn about the expo. Again, I cannot reserve you a seat for the expo coming up April 1st. This is a free event for members, guests, and non-members. It's for anybody that wants to learn how to build a second stream of income with real estate through passive or active investing, but primarily passive. Go to TotalWealthAcademy.com/expo, TotalWealthAcademy.com/expo. Just scroll down. You can read all the details about it. Scroll down, put your name, address, phone number, email, and then pick your meal. And you can reserve it for you, your spouse, best friend, acquaintance. It's open to everybody. It's a free event. Now, it is limited to 400. We're at 370 right now. I think 370. So there's only about 30 slots left. So if you do want to go, you need to do it now. Go to TotalWealthAcademy.com/expo. Okay. All right. This next question I'll leave anonymous. This is a member of Total Wealth Academy, and they're asking about doing a joint venture. And I warn people never to have a joint venture with 50-50 ownership. And the reason for it is this simple point. If two people are in charge, who's in charge? The correct answer is nobody. You can't have two people in charge of a deal. Now, anonymous, the thing about your question and your paragraphs is you both have two completely different roles in this joint venture. That's okay. That's the way it should be. Where you run into trouble is when you have two people with the same responsibilities. Then nobody's responsible and nothing ever gets done. But the way you're structuring your joint venture, where you're locating, negotiating the deal, and your partner is putting up the cash and the credit, you're handling the rehab and the sale of the property, that's really clearly delineated. But, Anonymous, it's got to be in writing. Sorry to tell you to spend money, but you need to go into the members area at TotalWealthAcademy.com, go to the vendors list, pick one of the attorneys there, and get it in writing. You want to line out your responsibilities, you want to line out her responsibilities, and make sure none of them overlap. Now, if somebody takes a vacation, sure, one person becomes responsible for everything while you're on vacation. No problem with that. But you got to write that down. Get everything written down. What I'm going to do is I'm going to email you back. Oh, wait a minute. This is the email. She's emailing me back already. Okay, Tuesday at 10 a.m., we'll meet at my office, and I'll teach you how to write this. Then you can go to an attorney. It'll save you some money if you meet with me first. I'll tell you what the attorney should do. Then he can correct any mistakes I made, and it'll be a lot less expensive. But we're still only talking maybe a grand to write something like this up. But do not go into the deal where you're both responsible for the same things. That's a two-headed monster. There will be conflicts sooner or later, and both of you will be unhappy, and you'll probably never make any money because nobody can make a decision. All right, I'll see you Tuesday at my office, 10 a.m. Okay, phone lines are open, 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV, or you can email me like a few of you already have. It's steve@totalwealthacademy.com, steve@totalwealthacademy.com, and just be aware, these are emails that come directly to me. I reply to them. You are not put on an email list. It's just a simple question to me. And my email is open to you. Some of you at work, you can't email me now. You've got questions. Go home. Send me the email. I was answering emails literally. Couldn't sleep. So at 3 a.m. this morning, I was answering emails. Love it. It's fun to me. So email me, it's steve@totalwealthacademy.com, steve@totalwealthacademy.com. All right, Nancy, this deal you're looking at, this passive deal, this is not a Total Wealth Academy deal. It's not by one of our students, and there's a waterfall in it. That means after the refinance, you get bought out completely, and what that means is you get none of the profit from the sale. None of the profit from the sale. Does that make sense? So I don't like deals with complete waterfalls. I do deals where there's kind of dips. You know, once they get me up to 30% rate of return, they lower my ownership so that I don't get more than a 30% rate of return. I'm okay with that, but I don't want to be cut out of the sale of the property. That's where a big chunk of your money is made. And if they waterfall you and kick you out of the deal, you got to go find another deal to get your money working again. So I don't like this deal, not just because it's not a Total Wealth Academy member. I don't like it because I don't like waterfalls where they cut you completely out of the deal, Nancy. So no, I do not like this deal at all. Okay, let's see. Oh, we are out of time. I want to thank everybody for listening. Have a great rest of your day.
You've been listening to the Total Wealth Academy radio show. Please remember that this show is for entertainment purposes only and should not be construed as legal, tax, or investing advice. Always get a professional opinion before making any investment decisions. To find out more about coaching and consulting at Total Wealth Academy, visit TotalWealthAcademy.com and attend one of our free sample classes on real estate investing. Thanks for listening. Have a great day.